afternoon, Marion. This is Glenn Coble, and I'm talking to you live from downtown, right at the corner of Prospect and Center Street. And you're listening to a Progressive Life today. And I planned on doing a show, and I continue to plan to do this. I've often wanted to do a little short show on what it's like to get older. I remember thinking when I was in my teens and maybe into my 20s, I wondered what my father thought as he was getting older. I know my eldest son has asked me what I feel about as I get older. So I thought maybe today we would talk a little bit about that. I've got some other things to talk about. It has been a crazy week in the news with the situation where the situation where the Ukraine and Trump and that sort of thing, we've kind of found out some things. Even Trump has admitted to contacting and talking to the president of Ukraine, and actually he's admitted to asking them to help us out. So that's and the beginning of the inquiry into impeachment. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I don't know enough to talk too much about it. I've spent hours watching the talking heads tell me all about it, but I think nobody's quite sure what's going to go on. But we'll talk about that. I also want to talk about something that's kind of exciting. Tomorrow we are going to have Tara Dyer on. She's running for city council, and Tara's a good friend. Tara and I ran together the last election, Tara's a great lady, and we're going to talk about what she sees for Marion and what she sees for the whole area and the city specifically, since she's running for city council. So we'll ask her some questions about that, and the phone lines will be open, so you'll be able to contact Tara and ask her questions. By the way, if you're interested in calling in today, let me give you the phone number here in a moment. It's a pretty easy phone number to remember because the last four numbers are on your phone are WWGH, which is our call letters. So the phone number is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that one more time. 740-383-WWGH. Well, here we have a call already. That's pretty quick. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello? I apparently am not getting the response. Oh, I missed the call, apparently. I'm sorry about that. Feel free to call back. We are on the air, and I will try to answer the phone for you. So Tara is going to be on tomorrow, and I make the offer to anybody who is running for office this term, Republican, Democrat, or independent. I've already had an independent on. I've already had a person who's thinking about running on, and I'm expecting to have more contact me. Here we go. Let's see if I can get through this time. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Now you're off the air. All right, we'll try again later. Apparently, I'm hitting the wrong button in the wrong way. I thought I knew what I was doing, but I apparently hit the wrong button, or maybe somebody didn't want to go talk on the air. That's fine. Another thing that I want to talk about, and this is kind of exciting to all of us here at the station, we've decided because there is a problem Well, one of our competitive stations has decided to quit having their trading show. And so a week from tomorrow, starting at 12:15, get your stuff ready to call in to me and give me the things you're trying to sell. We'll take your name, we'll take your phone number and also the item you're wanting to sell, and we'll put that out there for people to buy. And we're going to call it Swap Shop. Swap Shop will be on Thursdays, only one day a week, on Thursdays from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, which no longer that Thursday will be called A Progressive Life, like what we'll do on. We will continue to have this show on Wednesdays, and be glad to interview all those politicians that want to get their voice out there and tell you what they stand for. So anyway, don't forget, next week on Thursday, and I'll remind you again tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow at 12:15, Swap Shop, here on WWGH 107.1 FM. I'll be your host, and we will take get your stuff ready, because I'm sure the first week will be very slim pickings. Not enough people know about it. I will be putting it on my Facebook so that more and more people know about it. But try to think of some things you'd like to sell. As a matter of fact, I have some things I'd like to sell, and I might put those on. Don't tell my wife. All right, well, let's go back and some of the things that I've considered as I get older, and why I've actually started to enjoy my life more as I've grown older. Now, there are problems with growing older. We all have. I have to go see the doctor every quarter. Yeah, that's because I had a heart attack about 5 or 6 years ago, and he just likes to keep on top of things, make sure I'm still hanging in there, and apparently I'm doing okay. There are some other things. I can't get out and run a 100-yard dash like I used to in 10-7, something like that. Long jumping, they used to call it broad jumping. Long jumping is absolutely out of the question. I can't imagine playing touch football or any type of football anymore. I do enjoy walking. I walk. I don't know, 2-2.25 miles many days of the week. When I'm not, now I've given myself escape out route of if I mow the grass, I don't make myself walk. But when I mow each yard takes about an hour, the front and the back. So that's about how long I walk every day. So if I'm not mowing the grass, I'm walking. And I walk the same route every day. I'm not telling you where, because somebody would come and throw an apple at me or a rotten tomato or something. But suffice it to say, I end up in the woods. I love walking through the woods out there. Now, I've been attacked by a hawk while I was walking in the woods. Many times I've been greeted by squirrels out there. And sometimes I've been greeted by some little puppy dogs, which I really enjoy. But anyway, I enjoy doing that, and I'm hoping that's keeping me younger. I'm not sure. It's not really keeping me younger. I'm just hoping it keeps me healthy. But I enjoy getting older. I enjoy the opportunity of having more time to myself. I remember when we'd go on vacation when I was a young man. We'd go on vacation, and I thought it was great, because I had some time by myself. But as a father, I didn't really have a whole lot of time by myself. And now I'm still a father, but my children are long gone, long away from here. And I do have grandchildren. As a matter of fact, last Friday, that was kind of interesting. Last Friday, we went down to watch my granddaughter, who's a freshman, I think. No, she's a sophomore at Worthington, and she plays in the band. So we went down to watch the band play halftime for the football game. Unfortunately, lightning struck right before the game. Well, actually, the game got underway, and Worthington runner ran back a kickoff. He came back to about the opponent's 40-yard line, so he had a nice run back, and then lightning started, and they had to stop the game. Well, anyway, that's kind of now I have time to do that sort of thing. Let me see if I can get the phone this time. Hang on just a second. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
Okay, when you start Flop Shop next week, don't forget, don't let people sell automobiles.
Don't let people. we
yeah,
are.
They can sell parts. They can sell parts.
We are discouraging.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened on radio. They were selling cars and people were getting ripped off.
Ah, that's not a good thing.
So death, they could sell parts.
Well,
you know,
we are
they
definitely
can't sell the whole car.
We are definitely discouraging that. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, anything that calls for a license or a transfer.
Okay, that's good advice. We will keep that
because,
in our bailiwick.
And a lot of these people, because I listen to radio all the time, I was on before,
uh-huh.
And a lot of these people are scrupulous, so, you know, the majority of the people are legitimate.
Yep.
But you got to be careful about what you're...
Well, go down in your basement and pick out some things that you want to sell. I'm looking forward to having you call me.
Well, I got stuff I want to sell, but
all right.
Since I've been under medical and laid up, I ain't had time to get out and try to get through it. But I was trying to get stuff lined up.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, and we will take that under advisement. We appreciate your information.
All right, man.
You have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, that's good information, and it has been my idea that we will absolutely discourage selling of cars, and you can sort of understand. I've talked it over with the boss, and he's not opposed to selling cars, but then I think I'm going to very much discourage it because we don't want to get involved in, used car lots, somebody's backyard used car lot, and somebody that is going to tell lies to our listeners. We're discouraging that. But again, on Thursday, a week from tomorrow, we will have, we're calling it Swap Shop. I know that's not what the other people called theirs, but we kind of steering clear of that. We'll call ours Swap Shop, and you call in with your name and phone number and where somebody can come to buy the item you have. And hopefully on Thursday afternoons, it'll give people time to get their garage sales up and tell us where to go. So, looking forward to doing that. Well, back to why it's good to get older and why it's not so good to get older. Well, you know, of course, it's not good if your income goes away, which mine has. My wife and I use Social Security. We have a little bit saved up, so we're not going to be hurting too bad. I can understand where people who are only on Social Security might really struggle to get by. I don't know how you do it. We're very fortunate that we had money that we could invest so that we don't have to worry too much about that. The Social Security is a supplement to what we have coming in, or vice versa. One of the things that is kind of, it's sad and it's fun at the same time. I can watch a baby laugh, and it and it makes me cry. A lot of people think I'm crazy, my wife included, when I'm sitting on the couch watching a little baby laugh or a little baby cry, and I start to get welled up and get little tears in my eyes. I try not to let her see it, but you know, big boys don't cry and all that crap. Anyway, it's wonderful to, as when I was young and I had little kids, I missed out on noticing that sort of thing. I just thought it was a responsibility that I had to make sure there's food on the table, and I had to make sure they had a roof over their head, and I had to make sure they went to school and that sort of thing. And everything was kind of a duty-oriented thing. Whereas now I can watch babies and I can totally enjoy watching babies learning about life and having fun. That's why I find it so difficult when I hear of little babies not being treated well. That breaks my heart to think that anyone would not treat their children well. One of the things I have, let's see, how many grandchildren do I have now? I have 7 grandchildren, and my wife and I visit them as often as we can, at least, the ones that live out in North Carolina, we only get out there about 3-4 times a year. The ones that live in Worthington, like I said, we went and watched my granddaughter. Well, we didn't get to watch her because of the thunderstorm, but we do go down to Worthington quite often and see them. My son out in California doesn't have children, but he does have a cat and a dog. And we go out and visit them. And we go out and stomp on grapes and help them make wine. Their wine is, well, I'm not allowed to do any commercials, but their wine is very good. And it wouldn't be a commercial anyway, because you can't buy it in the state of Ohio. You can, but there is no distributor in the state of Ohio, so you won't see Majestic Oaks Winery advertised or anything. One of the things that, and one of the reasons why I asked to do this show, and Scott didn't come begging me. I kind of said I'd like to do this show. And one of the reasons why I enjoy doing this show is it gives me a reason to think. Now, a lot of people think thinking is doing nothing. Thinking is not doing nothing. I spend a lot of time, especially at night when there is no noise. My puppy dog's sound asleep by my legs. My wife is in the bedroom watching one of her favorite. What's her? I keep forgetting what her favorite show is. It's a comedy about two detectives. At night, I will be awake occasionally, and I will be able to think. And that's kind of when I do this show. I put together lots of little tidbits that I want to bring up during the show. But that's a great thing. When you're younger and you have nothing but work, it's kind of hard to allow yourself to just think. I used to do it when I was working. I would sit and think, and I'm sure people thought I was, they didn't think I was asleep, but they thought I wasn't doing very much, which I wasn't, but I was thinking about what I was going to do and things that would help my credit union and stuff like that. But now I can think about things that will help me be a better human being. And I do enjoy very much having the time to think. I used to, when I was a kid, I loved thinking. One of the coolest things about being, well, we had a summer cottage, and it was on about a 3 mile long lake. It was probably a mile and a half across and about 3 miles long, maybe 4 miles long. And it went on to the international waterway. So actually from our cottage, you could go to any place in the world that was by the water. You could take our from our lake up the waterway and go into the Great Lakes, and from the Great Lakes you can go, you know how that works. Anyway, but I used to love to sit on the porch and watch rainstorms come across. They would come across from what we called the point, which was about a mile across the lake, and it would come right at us, and we could watch the rain as it got closer and closer. And during that time, first of all, I loved to smell the ozone as it got closer and closer. You could smell the rain coming. And during that time, I was able to think and maybe correct my ways or think about what I could do for my fellow man, or think about what I could do for myself. At that age, I probably thought more about what I could do for myself. Maybe tried to think of how I could tell Mom I was going to do something that I wasn't going to do. Anyway, but time to think is so much more available as after you retire, after you find ways to cut down on the amount of hours you put in. I know there are a lot of people that will never be able to retire because the cost of living is continues to go up, and the actual income is not going up for those of us in the middle and lower middle classes. I got to quit saying anyway. There are things that people say on the air that annoy the heck out of me, and I'm sure me saying anyway probably annoys you. I'm sorry about that. I can be with my family whenever I want to. I can leave when I get tired. That's a neat thing. I always say we got to go back and take care of the puppy dog. That's my excuse to get out of babysitting, I guess. We do babysit for the kids that are in Worthington quite occasionally. And we also doggy sit for their dog. Sorry about that. Their dog is named Relay. She's a big hound and a very nice doggy. But boy, she likes to jump on you. Anyway, we have a good time babysitting and dog sitting. And we also have a good time being able to say, well, we got to go. One of the things that I've always been able to do is take a little bit of a nap during the day. I did that even when I worked. I was able to take about a 15-minute nap. If I was at work and I took lunch, I would add the 15 minutes to the end of my lunch period and close my eyes. And it always rejuvenated me. A lot of people say they can't nap. I find it very rejuvenating to nap. I've looked into meditation recently, and I find it a little hokey. I know there are people that believe in it and think it does them a world of good, but I don't find trying to blank my mind, take stuff out of my mind. I find that hard to do. I kind of do that in my nap. Many times when I've tried to meditate, I've found myself falling asleep. So maybe that's my way of meditating. I don't see God or anything while I'm meditating. I don't get more concise beliefs or more clarity in my life, but I do find it refreshing to have a little nap, and the meditation kind of leads me in that direction. Another nice thing that I've been able to do, we have a little bit of money, so we were able to buy a camper trailer. It's really tiny, I think 15 feet long, but my wife and I will go to a state park. And I think I've already told you, if you're a senior, you can go to state parks from Sunday through Thursday, I think it is, for half price if you're going to camp. We'll go and camp, and we'll sit there and listen to the animals and watch the birds and walk the dog and go to the lake and watch the kids having fun at the lake. Talking about listening to the animals, this last time that we went, and I don't think I mentioned this, last time that we went, it was last week, I believe, it was probably 10 o'clock, and the fire was going down, and my wife and I were sitting by the fire, and there was a game trail that came up and went by our campsite, and there was this really nasty sounding growl. It scared the daylights out of my wife, and quite frankly, it concerned me. I wasn't afraid that some animal was going to jump and attack us. I hadn't heard of any black bear in the area, and that's about the only type of animal I think might affect you. Black bear, quite frankly, are more herbaceous than they are. They don't really look to eat meat. That's part of their life, but they're not going to take down a human being to have dinner. Now, if you affect their children, little babies, or if you act threatening, maybe they will. Or if they're a little crazy, you don't want to walk right up to one. But I wasn't afraid that that's what it was. Our best guess was that it was probably either a raccoon, or the one I can't remember the name of, an opossum. Because apparently raccoons and opossum tend to have a growl. And this was a really low, threatening growl. So that's why my wife was a little frightened. She actually got up and went closer to the trailer because she was afraid something was bad. And then the fire went out, so she was going to go inside, and I was picking up the chairs, and we heard a howling, and it sounded like a wolf, you know, real high pitch. Well, we come to find out there are a lot of coyote in the area, and that's probably what it was. But between the two howls, the howl and the growl, my wife had a rough night. But we had fun. We got to listen to that. And then the next day, as we were driving over to the lake, a very large doe came out of the thicket. And right behind her was a little baby doe. This big deer led this baby doe in direction. And then out of the thicket behind them came a very large deer. I'm not sure whether it was a male or a female. My guess was that it was a female child of this mother who had grown up. She was bigger, and it was just wonderful to see them. They were having a great time prancing through the thickets and the trees, and that's kind of one of the things as you get older you like to see. And it's not like they're caged. They were right there. And so being part of nature, being part when you go camping, it's something you can enjoy more of as you get older. And I would highly encourage that you do that. And the last thing that I remember, or the last thing that I put down while I was thinking about doing this, talking about getting older, was you have time to understand other people more deeply. You're not so aggressive because you're not in competition so much. Now, I know there are people my age that are still in competition with other people, but I have found that I can be more understanding of other people. And I can forgive easier, and I care more deeply, and I even love more deeply, I believe. My love for my children has grown exponentially, and I don't know if I'm using that term right, but it's grown immensely since I've been able to go and see them and not have anything else to think about but them. And that's a great thing that you have. It's a great gift that you have as you get older. So don't worry about getting older. If you're somebody that's not a senior yet, and we do have people, a lot of people in their 30s that contact this station. If you're not in your prime age of living, which I consider over 65, then don't worry about getting older. Enjoy your life as it is now. And try to take some time for yourself. It's not bad. You're not being lazy. You're just trying to help yourself. And you know what? It'll help the people around you. People will like you more. And I don't suggest that's the reason why they like you. There are lots of reasons why people like you. But if you can open yourself up a little bit more and be more honest with yourself and people around you, people will really appreciate that. We struggle to be honest with each other. And that kind of brings me to the last thing I wanted to talk about today. And I didn't realize I was going to be talking about it today, yesterday at this time. But the idea that we have actually started the impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump. I'm one of those people that believes that if the Constitution gave you a job, you should be doing it. And I'm not talking about the president. I'm talking about our Senate and our Congress. Their job is to make sure that the judiciary and the executive branches of government follow the law and follow the rules, and vice versa is true. I don't really see that we're doing that as well as we should be, especially as things were going. But now it looks like, well, even the Senate has decided to approve looking into the or requiring that the whistleblower's testimony come to the Congress. Whereas before, it just seemed that Mitch McDonald, as a lot of people call him, Moscow Mitch, but Moscow Mitch had been standing at the door of the Senate saying you can't come in, period. And nothing was allowed through that door, it didn't seem. The House of Representatives who had passed anything, it just got stopped. And I heard somebody saying that there were like 100 and plus I don't know whether they're laws or rules or whatever, they had been sent over to the Senate that had just been just sat there in a pile of dust at the door of the Senate. And we need the Senate to do their job. We need the Congress. We need the representatives to do their job. And it looks like the representatives have now found a reason why they must do their job. And that reason is that we have a president that has been thumbing his nose at subpoenas. He's been thumbing his nose at suggestions, at laws, at morals, at just about everything. If he didn't want to do it, he wasn't going to do it. And I think he's going to find that that's not a good way of governing over a country of, what, 330 million people, 360 million people. We have a lot of people. And I don't think... The first thing I thought of when I heard about the whistleblower was, oh, yeah, this will be just another... we catch him, we talk about him, we wring our hands, we say we're going to do something about it. It gets to the executive office and they turn their back on it, and that's the last we hear about it. The Mueller report, which I spent a long time reading, I really don't see that much has been done after all that work by a actually he was a Republican. Mueller was a Republican person. He was a war hero, and he did an excellent job. He did a hard job, a job that most people, I can't imagine wanting to have to do that job. It's not that people wouldn't want to do the job, and we've got lots of people that want to do jobs like that, but to do the job and do it ethically, morally, honestly, correctly, that's another thing. Cross all the T's and dot all the I's, and apparently he did. And we have the Department of Justice is being run by Mr. Barr, and they kind of took a job that could have also been a very honorable job and seemed to have decided that they were going to ignore the honor and put become the defender of the current president. I was going to read to you, I do a lot of tweeting. I try not to be obnoxious with my tweeting, but I do a lot of tweeting, and all you have to do to go to @GlennDavidCoble, and all three of those names are capitalized, and it's the whole name all together, @GlennDavidCoble. You're welcome to go there and see what I tweet. But let me, one of the tweets that I put in, I'm trying to find it right now. It was very short. It won't take much of your time. The tweet I put in is, honor is more important than politics. And believe me, I really honestly believe that. It's not just, and I'm not running for office anymore, so I can say that. Let's see, how many people have paid much attention to that? If you get over 50, you tend to be happy. Well, 119 people have checked that one out. There was another one that I had put on. Right after that one, I put this one on. The United States should be our first order of business, not the Democratic Party, or especially the Republican Party. And in that one, I've done better than that. I've done 125. Let me see. There was one that I had gotten 170. I can't remember whether. I'm looking them up now. Well, I'm not going to find it. I tweet probably once a day. Sometimes I get crazy and I tweet three or four times a day. I try not to run people down. I do run down actions. If people do something stupid, I will say that I believe that action was stupid. I have a real hard time of being... I can't remember the word I'm looking for, but I have a hard time being really nice to our president. I try not to run him down, but I will say it when I think he's being I think he's wrong. I have a hard time being real kind to Moscow Mitch. It's obvious that I say that. But anyway, I would really enjoy it if you want to go to Glenn David Coble on Facebook, not Facebook, on Twitter, and that's where I am. If you do want to follow me on Facebook, it's Glenn Coble at, no, this is on Hotmail. GlennCoble@Hotmail.com. You're welcome to contact me on that. I am on Facebook. Just type in my name and it'll show you where to go. And I love having people respond to me. I don't get a whole lot of responses. I do have a couple of tweets that I've put out there that are over 170 responses, which is pretty good for a guy that doesn't really go after the responses. By the way, I have a note here. It was something I wanted to mention sitting here in front of me, and it's Alzheimer's Crafts for a Cure is going to go on, and that's going to be at 2730 Harding Highway West at the Isle Grande Farm. And that's going to be on Saturday, October 5th, which is what, a week from Saturday. Saturday, October 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to have crafts and food and raffles. Great cause. Alzheimer's has really devastated, especially our older folks. But you know, there is early onset Alzheimer's that has devastated some young people. I think it starts as early as the late 30s, early 40s for some people. Let's hope your family has not had to go through that. It's more difficult, I understand, for the family than it is for the person that is afflicted with Alzheimer's, because the person that's afflicted doesn't seem to understand what they're afflicted with, but the family sees the person getting lost in the neighborhood. They see the loss of memory of who they are and that sort of thing, and it's a sad disease. There aren't very many diseases that aren't sad, but that's one of the ones that's making the headlines right now, because it seems to have had an uptick in the last 10 years for people. I notice we have several people that have won prizes that haven't stopped in to pick them up. If you want to stop in and pick up your prize, the hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So when I leave, when I close and lock the door as I'm leaving at 1 o'clock, that's the last time you can stop in on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday to pick up your prize. And we have, looks like we have about five people that we still owe prizes to, and we love to have those trivia shows. And Charlie, I've heard Charlie say, "Do you want a prize?" Even if a person just calls in. I'm not a big trivia person. I don't remember that sort of thing very well. I'm not very good at trivial pursuits. And now, if you're talking about old politics, or you're talking about maybe old movies, I'm not bad at those things. But I'm not somebody that you'd want on your team. Well, anyway, let's see. We've talked about, oh, there I did it again. Well, anyway, we've talked about the situation in Washington, D.C. We've talked about the good things and the bad things of getting older. If you're interested in talking to Tara Dyer about what we can do in Marion, she's running for city council, and I'm really proud to tell people she's a friend of mine, and she's going to come on the show tomorrow. I'd love to have people call in. Don't forget, and write it down now so you can remember tomorrow, and also so you can remember a week from tomorrow when we start Swap Shop. Our phone number is 740-383-WWGH. Let me remind you what that is. It's 740-383-9944. And we'd love to have you give us a call and talk to Tara tomorrow. I'm sure she can answer questions about why she's decided to run for office. Now, she ran for office the last time did not make it, but doesn't mean she didn't try. Those of us who run for office, you don't run knowing you're going to win. You run knowing you're going to make a difference, and that's really why I ran for office, especially if you're a Democrat in the state of Ohio. Kind of tough for us. Right now, the winds are blowing out of the right instead of out of the left, and we're having... but. You know, with the things that are happening now with the president and his admission that he's kind of gotten in the way of the upcoming elections by going to asking for dirt on one of the candidates that probably is likely to be in the final running for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden. By asking for dirt on him, it's really kind of broken the law. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you'll come back tomorrow.
107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to